In Alzheimer's disease, the so-called amyloid hypothesis puts forward the idea that accumulation of this material may result in nerve cell death and dementia. But now two new studies using drugs known as antibodies to deplete amyloid haven't helped. Konstantin Liketsos, an Alzheimer's expert at Johns Hopkins, describes the research.
The two papers in the New England Journal each looked at the results of two randomized trials for two drugs, bapineuzumab and solanezumab. Both strategies basically inject antibodies that have been made in animals. And the antibodies go into the brain and they grab some version of the amyloid. In general, they found that in people with dementia, the disease progression or disease symptoms are not helped by these drugs relative to placebo.
Liketsos says the drugs may not have been used early enough in the disease, so those studies are underway. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.